Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be possible, impossible, are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is.
It is so much more complicated,
fascinating, and above all, terrifying. We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
Colby, you see the other corridor and a glass door there. You can also see Hugh walking down that corridor. He's playing with a lighter.
I'll try and wave at him, but he's looking at fire, you know. Who am I to that?
He gives you a big wave.
Wave back.
He plays with his lighter and points at it.
I pull out his lighter that I've also got and play with it.
Maybe you two aren't so different after all, huh?
He points behind you. He looks like his eyes go really wide. He points behind you and he says, watch out. And he points
behind
you. You turn around, there's nothing there. You look back, he's laughing.
You got.
I point at him.
Yeah.
I gesture to the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm putting a football on the ground. Like putting the head on the ground. And then doing a running kick up to the football head and doing a big kick. Does that...
I'll allow you to make an intimidation check, but I'm going to give it a -1 for, honestly, the complexity plus the fact that you're on the other side of two planes of glass. This man, Hugh has killed a person today. He's not afraid of you anymore.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he did that.
Well,
probably
is
wasn't
he afraid
a person
of himself?
Anymore, but sorry?
Is he afraid of himself?
No, he's not afraid.
Oh my, oh yeah, no, he, no, it was with fire, I forgot.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's pretty confident in his own ability right now.
Well, there's other children I can bully to feel powerful in myself.
Yeah.
Maybe I should kill.
Sure.
I mean, it worked for him.
All right, so what's the plan?
Okay, so I think it's time to go back.
You turn around and head back. Hugh heads back as well. Both of you are walking back in the direction of that nexus point.
Mm-hmm.
As I would say you begin approaching the nexus point at about the same time, you would be, I don't know, maybe like 100 meters away when both of you, I guess because of Colby, you're going straight towards it. You spot it first, but you can see on the elevator, it's too far away for you to hear, but the elevator comes back down from up above, and you can see mascots and security guards on the elevator.
I forgot about them. Shit.
You look at them, they look at you. One of them just brings up, one of the mascots dressed as Goofy brings up a hand, shaking hand, pointing at you as glime oozes out of its mouth. And then, like fast zombies, they sprint at the checkpoint. You, Wilbur, see them as they begin bursting through the checkpoint. But, Colby, you get to act first because you saw them first. What would you like to do?
No, they're too far away and I don't have a flamethrower.
They easily get to the nexus point before any of you can. So they're definitely going to split you up unless you want to charge them.
I don't have anything to start a big fire with, do I?
Not that I know of.
No. Hang on. I've still got glime on my clothes, right?
Yeah. It is summer, so I'm not saying you probably don't have a lot of layers on.
Can I rip a bit of, like, because I'd be wearing, like, a T-shirt. Can I rip bottom of shirt?
All right. What's the plan here?
Make some kind of fireball and be naked.
I've still got shorts on. I'll just reveal a bit more of short.
Sure. I'd say that's possible, but what's the plan? What do you want to create?
A fireball.
Okay, so you can tear off some clothes. You wad that into your hands. You are still kind of covered in glime. So when you light that ball of fire, are you ready to take that risk?
Why do I travel so light?
I'm not saying it's a guarantee. I'm just saying this is going to be a roll, and if you fuck up this roll, things could go very bad.
Is there anything around that I can just pick up, like any bit of plastic or metal or...
You're in just an empty corridor. You could turn around and run back. There'd probably be something in one of the offices, maybe even the meeting room.
Okay, take off a shoe.
All right, yeah, your shoes would absolutely be drenched in glime, yeah.
Oh, they're drenched in glime?
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
Oh, you are further and further drenched in glime the lower down on your body.
Yeah, you got spewed on.
Yeah, you got spewed on.
I got really spewed on.
Your shoes would just be, any way you walk, you're...
Far out. How covered in glime are my hands?
A little bit.
Is there like are my shoulder, can I...
You can wipe your shoulder, you can get glime off your hands, sure.
Okay.
I like that you haven't done that yet. You've just been walking around with super sticky, disgusting hands.
Okay.
And haven't bothered to wipe them on your shirt.
Okay, what I want to do is quickly de-glime my hands,
mm-hmm.
aim a shoe, and what I want to do is very quickly, like, hold it as far away from my body as possible, light the shoe and piff it. So maybe my hand gets a little hot.
Okay.
I don't think that's your call.
No, okay. I think that's all that happens.
My hand gets hot and I don't light on fire. That's my choice.
I love not being on fire.
A crafts dexterity roll to create this ball of fire.
Uh-huh.
Now, your crafts is 0. Your dexterity is 2. And for mental skills like crafts, the penalty is not -1 for having no points. It's -3. So this is a chance die for you. Now, you can spend a point of coal power.
I would like to spend a point of coal power.
Yeah,
all right.
Cool.
I have no coal power left.
It's not sustainable.
One success. All right.
Oh, my God.
You create, without burning yourself, you set the shoe on fire.
That was a huge risk, I'm just realizing.
Oh, yeah. You would. You know how I was like, oh, hair's only a little bit on fire. Just one point of bashing down. This is when aggravated damage would
be. You're covered
begin.
In the very flammable liquid.
Oh, yeah.
And you're lighting a fireball in your hand.
I'm drenched in gasoline.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're basically drenched in gasoline right now. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey. Does that mean that I was using my virtue of calm in a very stressful situation?
I'd call it more your vice of brash than your virtue of calm.
Yeah.
So I'll give you 1 point of willpower.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, coal power. You don't have willpower points. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
They work slightly differently. Coal power is it's
not sustainable.
Yeah.
I made that joke like 10 times, Adam. You didn't laugh once.
It wasn't funny when you said it. Anyway, you set the shoe on fire, and now you need to whiff it. You don't want to whiff it. You want to piff it. Yeah, you want to piff it? You're looking for accuracy right now.
Yeah.
So
I'm piff, not whiff.
Yeah. Piff, not whiff. The lead, that goofy-ass-looking motherfucker, that goofy-dressed... glime zombie gets struck full on in its chest.
Nice.
With the flaming shoe. The goofy zombie immediately goes up. It keeps sprinting, but burning up as it runs. A bunch of the other glime zombies, as they tumble into the corridor, several other ones touch the goofy zombie and they immediately go up, but there's still quite a few of them.
How many are there?
You can't see. There's too many to see.
Oh, God.
Too many to see?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I'd say maybe 3, maybe 4 of the glime zombies go up in flames.
Maybe even 5.
They are...
Or 6 even. It's hard to say.
Wow, 7 glime zombies
all
up in flames?
Of the one...
7 or 8 glimes alight.
All
well
of the ones that catch on fire would be the ones going straight down towards you, Colby. Mm-hmm. But Wilbur, you see a bunch of untouched by flame glime zombies spill into your corridor. Dang. I would say in total there are probably 4 coming for you.
Okay, cool. How far am I from the dorms?
You are about at the midpoint. Oh, from the dorms? Door number 8 and door number 1 are on either side of you.
Squirrel. Let's run into these dorms. Dorm 1. We know dorm 1's clear. Let's jump in there.
All right. Both of you duck into dorm number 1.
And try and lock the door behind us.
The company that operated this facility is not the sort of company that might necessarily have thought about that.
Okay.
To call them inept is a lie. They are straight out dangerous. Highs or lows?
Lows.
There's no lock on the doors.
Fuck. okay, well, I start...
You close the door and Squirrel says, there's no lock! There's no lock!
That's okay. We try and barricade the door with the bed and bookshelf and stuff.
The bed is attached to the floor, mm-hmm. but you can get the mattress or there's a desk with a chair.
What about the bookshelf?
The bookshelf is also part of the wall.
Okay, well, I guess, yeah, chair under the door handle, a classic okay. thing.
No worries. You grab a chair, stick it underneath the door. It works. How strong it will be determined when four Glime zombies begin pounding upon it.
And they're pretty strong.
Yeah. Speaking of which, four Glime zombies begin pounding upon it.
Oh, no.
Well,
I think I'm going to die.
You see, the door begins buckling. It doesn't break, but it is nearly being torn apart at mm-hmm. this point. Colby, what are you doing? The flaming Glime zombies are sprinting towards you.
I would like to flee.
You turn around and run?
Yes, I would like to go into the... It's all glass. They're going to know where I am. Not that they weren't going to, but I guess I want to go into the first door I see, which from memory is the one...
In the conference room?
Pink conference room thing.
Okay.
And then just shove some chairs under the door. Zombies couldn't break through glass, surely.
Yeah, okay. You do that. I will make that a craft strength, so it's a chance die. Unless you'd like to spend coal power?
Yeah, coal power. Coal power. This is my life right. in my hands.
That'll be three dice then.
I'll just do something risky later.
No successes. The door handle is slightly too low for you to get the chair underneath it. You can't budge this door. You hear the door behind you open up, and you turn around to see Hugh burst into this room. Well, what's the plan? What's the plan?
We're going to have to set him on fire, Hugh. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Hugh turns around, and you can see two Glime zombies stumbling past into his hallway. He has not closed the door, so the Glime zombies slip in immediately, but... I'm doing the gesture wrong, but it doesn't fucking matter for a podcast.
Everyone should know he did the mime the wrong way around. Yeah. He was doing the lighter sound when he was doing the spray motion.
Psst. He bathes both of the Glime zombies in flames. Those two Glime zombies immediately go up in flames. They keep staggering towards him, but he begins backing up. Colby, you see the four Glime zombies that were coming after you hit the door that you haven't been able to really block. And so you've got flaming Glime zombies on either side of you. But no sooner have they come into the room that the four ones that were chasing you completely lose steam. They fall forwards. It looks like it just takes a sec for the fire to destroy them completely. They hit the ground one at a time on top of each other and they just become charred corpses. They stop moving. Wilbur, what are you doing?
I will, because I still have a lighter, don't I?
Yes.
I'm going to rummage through my scout bag and see what I might have in there that might help me. All right. That I would know, that I know that I have in there with me so that it doesn't take up a whole turn.
All right, that's
just
fine.
Just in case I find nothing. You know what? I don't rummage through my bag. I rummage through my mind and think about what I have in my bag.
All right.
It takes 1 second.
You pull out the lighter. Take a second to think. In that second to think, Squirrel says, I think I've got an idea.
Oh, no.
Hang on. Let me take one last. He hands you his inhaler.
No!
They're not flammable, are they?
I'm just checking to see if they can explode.
I guess
they
could
explode. Oh, yeah.
Just set one of the beanbags on fire.
I don't know. It's full of metal.
Yeah, it's covered in fabric. So wipe it over the Glime on yourself.
I don't have a Glime on myself, thank you very much.
He has Glime inside himself.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, I was thinking maybe I'd light one of the books on fire, because that'd be nice and dry. They'd go up pretty well.
Sure.
Send it under the door one page at a time.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, how big is the gap under the door?
There'd be a sizable gap, yeah.
All right.
Well, if they're coming at the door and they're covered in Glime.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe I'll light a book on fire, quickly slide it under the door, then roll the ventil in there, and also under the door, and then there'll be a bit of fire, a bit of an explosion, and hopefully they explode before bashing down the door and setting us on fire.
Okay.
That's my plan.
You take some papers, you take some of the books, maybe tear out some papers, mm-hmm. wrap them, you make a little ball around the Ventolin, the Ventolin cartridge,
yep.
light that on fire, and then you try to stuff it underneath mm-hmm. the doorway before the Ventolin container pops.
Yeah.
Right. You do it. You shove it underneath the door, and you can hear it sizzling on the other side. You and Squirrel back up against the opposite wall, mm-hmm. and it's just going to take a turn to... We'll see what happens.
Can we go under the bed? Is there room under the bed? That's where I would
Yeah, hide. Yeah, you could go under the bed, sure.
Let's go under the bed.
That's good. Then that way, if they come in, you can't escape.
I can't escape anyway.
And highs or lows?
Lows.
Underneath the bed, you see that there is a vent.
Oh,
that is about as big. It's comically oversized vent, to be honest.
What luck.
It's a very poorly designed facility.
Mm.
I mean, no, it's clever. Beds are the stinkiest bit. You want a lot of airflow around a bed. So one thing they got right.
I guess it's where you do the most farts.
Yeah, yeah. And you want something to suck out the farts from directly under the mattress.
Oh, yeah.
You... Here, but you do not see the door explode inwards. And then, Corby, what are you doing?
So the corpses are all burning.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably... Okay, look at Hugh. We got to go back and burn some more corpses.
Okay.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We run back together.
Are you going your way or his way?
I guess it's the same speed. Are we going my way?
All right.
I'm bossy.
You burst out through your side of the door, which is probably for the best, because the two zombies that were following Hugh still have a little bit of steam left to them. By the time that they get to the other glass door, they have both collapsed onto the pile of already burning glime zombies. As you charge your way back towards that nexus point, you can see, once again, the door to the security room bursts open, and you see... You see a very awful looking proto Pluto costume. It quite obviously isn't finished. It's a tester costume, if you will. They've tried to make Pluto a standing up person so that a human being would be comfortable in it, but it looks less like Pluto standing up and more like a human being wearing Pluto's skin. It's unpleasant.
Oh.
Glime is drooling. The front part of the mouth is closed, but it's open at the sides. Glime drools out of that. The zombie reaches out to run towards you, but then you hear... And its chest explodes open, bullets piercing straight through it. The glime zombie shudders a little bit forwards and then falls down at your feet. You look over that Pluto glime zombie, what a fucking tongue twister. And you can see two men are making their way through the security checkpoint as well after that zombie. You see, first off, Mr. Green.
Yay!
Yay!
You can see in his hands, he has, instead of the pistol he had before, he has like a little like Mac 10 submachine gun.
Cool. Oh, like one of the ones that gangsters use.
Like yeah, a Tommy gun? No, that's a Tommy gun. Yeah, yeah. He has a, it's a much smaller, it almost looks like a, it almost looks about as big as a handgun, but you can hear it, it's making like, like it's firing a lot of bullets really quickly.
A Thomas gun,
yeah. And there is another man with him, about the same age. This guy wears a suit, not dissimilar to Mr. Green, but he looks a little bit more like a cowboy wearing a suit. He's got this bushy mustache. He's not wearing a hat, but he's got like this short cropped wiry hair that kind of makes him look a little bit unkempt. He similarly is holding a like the same little submachine gun type weapon. Both of them look at you as you sprint your way down the hall, and Mr. Green says, "Where are they, kid?"
"Everywhere."
He looks at all the other corridors. God damn. Tremaine, he gestures at, you see down one of the corridors, there's a bunch of glime zombies throwing themselves up against a doorway. Then, poof, a little explosion happens at those glime zombies' feet, and all of them erupt into flames. Ah, never mind. Tremaine! And he points down a different corridor. The other guy, the guy with the mustache, sprints down that corridor. All right, kids, stick with us.
Okay. You're allowed to burn them even if they fell over.
You don't have to tell me twice. You set fire to that one. Jesus Christ, the Green steps off it.
It's good to double check.
That's fine.
They
Green
taught
says.
The other boys that in Scouts.
Wilbur, after the exploding inwards of the door, you hear a little pop and then an eruption of flames. Like a bonfire has just sprung into being.
Sure.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to pull open my trusty Swiss Army knife.
Yes.
And I'm going to try and jimmy open the vent.
All right. I'll make that a straight up strength check. That's two dice.
No, it should be crafts, because I've got four crafts.
He's uncrafting a screw.
All right, I'll allow it.
That's like the opposite of putting something together.
Craft strength.
Or maybe even larceny, because, you know, I'm sneaking into a vent.
He's stealing the screws.
You really got to pick one. Crafts or larceny?
Well, let's go crafts, because that's the one I'm the most proficient in. And also, I get a bonus because of prize possession.
Yes. Four dice for crafts, two dice for your strength, plus one for using your prized possession.
It's a lot of dice.
No successes.
Fuck!
You bend the knife on your Swiss Army knife a little bit.
Damn. Which one, though? There's a lot of knives.
It'd be the big knife. I'm assuming you're using the big knife. Actually, no, the screwdriver. You flip open the screwdriver to try and unscrew it, and the screwdriver, you know how sometimes when you're trying to work at a screw, you'll just destroy the groove in it? The reverse happens. Somehow you destroy the screwdriver instead. You file away its edges, making it a little bit more of a shiv.
Shit.
Squirrel looks at you and says, "Well, that ain't good."
That ain't good.
That was your action, but you've still got like a simple action and movement. Would you like to do anything else? Your simple action cannot be opening the vent.
What about rattling at the vent like an ape?
Yeah.
That's allowed, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll just grab and pull.
It comes off.
You.
Somehow the heads of the screws, titanium. Yeah. A-class titanium. But the actual thread of the screw, wood. The vent just comes off so easily. Like, it's almost designed to do that. There's a little crawl space that you can see goes in, and then it goes straight up or straight down.
I guess I go into the vent and look up and look down.
You look up and you can see distantly some sort of light. Yep. You look down and you can similarly see a distant light, but the light has a green tinge to it.
That'll be the vat of glime. How far is the drop?
The climb would be about, you would guesstimate, 30 meters. The drop...
Shit, that's a big climb.
The drop would be about 100 meters.
Oh my God, what am I supposed to do with this vent? what a red herring.
It's probably just for ventilation.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
You can see looking down, it looks like there's some sort of obstruction. There's something in the vent, something small and moving.
I say, who goes there?
There's no response.
Okay. Well, Squirrel, I don't think this is a viable option for us.
Okay.
How's the explosion going?
Squirrel sticks his head out. Oh, no. He sticks his head right back in. several burning husks hit the bed.
Oh, boy.
So the bed starts catching fire.
Oh, boy.
And, oh, fuck, I was not expecting you to take aggravated damage from fire today. So
wait, I'm in the vent, aren't I?
Well, not really. You took a look in the vent.
I think.
Also, it doesn't look like you're going to try and escape through the vent.
Well.
Maybe you will now.
Well, I mean, do I have much of a choice?
It's up to you, my dude.
I mean, if you pull the vent shut, if you, because they're in the crawl space, aren't they? They had to get in the crawl space to see the upper
vent. Oh, the vent doesn't go very far in. There's enough space for you to put, like, your head and maybe just past your armpits, but then...
And then it's up and down.
Yeah, then it's up or down.
Sure, so we can't hide out. All right. So, shit.
Well, we'll come back to you.
Okay.
We'll give you a second to think.
Mm.
Colby, you and Mr. Green and... Well, he said Agent Tremaine. He didn't say Mr. Tremaine. He said Agent Tremaine when he was talking to the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Agent Tremaine looks back and says... Sure thing, Agent Green. So you, the jig's up. There's some sort of agents at this point.
He says, sure thing, Agent Green.
When they talk to each other.
Okay.
Agent Tremaine says something like, you know what? Fine. He doesn't say anything. You know what? Agent Tremaine only talks in grunts. When Mr. Green said down that way, Agent Tremaine just goes, and then heads in that direction. Are you happy now?
Yes.
Is this more realistic for you?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Well, now we don't know.
As Tremaine starts making his way down one of the corridors, Mr. Green looks at you, and you can see he does kind of like a double take as he looks at the two of you, and he says, all right, kid, here. He takes out of his pocket the flip phone that he was using earlier, and he hands it to you. He says, I need you to make a call for me. Take the phone.
Yes.
You take the phone, hit redial, there'll be a woman on the other end. She's going to say that it's a wrong number. You just got to be insistent. Tell her that Mr. Green, tell her that Agent Green and Agent Tremaine need a hand right now.
Okay. Is there any, oh yeah, I just do it.
You hit redial and it literally rings one time and then immediately it gets picked up and someone on the other end says, hello, who is this?
It's Mr. Green.
Oh, I am sorry.
Agent Green?
You have the wrong number.
No, I don't.
No, it is definitely the wrong numbers. I do not know a Mr. Green.
It isn't.
Are you certain?
Yeah.
You hear a clicking noise and then it just goes silent.
We need help? Hello? Hello? Agent Green needs help now.
Click. Beep. They hang up.
Think you fucked it.
No, I heard that. I heard the same thing happen previously, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, that's how it yeah. happened previously, yeah.
Good. Okay, I'm clever.
All right. You and Hugh are walking slightly behind.
God, I've got to learn how to bully adults.
You and Hugh are walking slightly behind. Slightly behind Green as he walks down, we'll say, the orange and green pathway. Following after Ralph, you can see down the green and blue one, the one that Harry went, you can see Agent Tremaine's going in that direction. You're going after Ralph. Ralph, who was wearing his scout uniform, has taken off his ascot, balled it up, and he set fire to that with the lighter that he has. You see a ball of flame soar over the heads of, we'll say, three Glime zombies. It strikes the lead one, and two of them go up in flames. The third one, Mr. Green levels that little machine pistol and he lights up. That Glime zombie gets absolutely torn to shreds. Two halves hit the ground. When that happens, Ralph looks over to the side and then he's about to vomit. And when you see him about to vomit, there's a brief part of you that's like, don't vomit Glime. But he just vomits his guts up.
Oh, good. Nice work, Ralph.
Ralphin, that's fine.
He gives you a big thumbs up and then spews again.
Get it all out.
All right, kid, you're coming with us. You collect Ralph and you keep going. When you make it back to the Nexus, you see Agent Tremaine and Harry, who has... Harry has got a little bit of Glime splattered on him. He's holding the baton like a baseball bat, and you can see it's shiny with Glime as well.
His face is Glime-free?
His face is Glime-free. He looks pretty chuffed with himself, to be honest. He looks happy. And then Wilbur, you and Squirrel are underneath a burning bed.
Great.
A nice switcheroo.
Yeah.
This is my roller coasters.
So is it impossible now to roll out from under the bed, or are we sort of trapped under there? Or?
You can. If you want to go out of the bed, you have two options. Mm-hmm. You can go through kind of a wall of flames,
uh-huh.
or you can risk it with the vent.
I guess we'll go the vent.
Okay. You can wedge yourself. It's actually surprisingly easy to climb up or down.
Oh, great. That's great news for me.
It would be a lot of effort because you kind of need to push yourself against the vent itself.
Yeah.
But climbing actually isn't as hard as you might imagine. You just need a little bit of pressure just to fix you in place, basically.
All right, Squirrel, should we go up or down?
He looks up and he looks down. He shakes his head.
Down it is.
All right, you start climbing down.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be easier to go down because gravity's going with you.
You're going down with ease.
Cool.
Squirrel follows after you. You immediately hit that thing.
Shit, I forgot about that thing.
That thing that was moving. Uh-huh. It's a fan. It's just slowly.
Okay.
Spinning around,
mm-hmm.
as soon as your feet touch it, you can feel it give way a little bit. You just need to kick it.
I will kick it.
You give it one good thump, and then it clatters the entire way down, and you hear, boom, it hits the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. You're not going to land in the vat.
That is good. It'd be crazy to have a vat of something going directly into the vents, into the bedrooms.
Once again, the Castellon Corporation is negligent in the extreme.
I can imagine just being like, oh, we'll put the vent over the toxic stuff so the toxic stuff gets out.
Mm.
And then being like, oh, we'll have the vent under the bed because the bed's the stinkiest bit.
As you keep making your way down, you get to the bottom. Now, the vent opens up into a large room. So you, as soon as your legs hit it, you realize you're going to start dangling. The more you climb down at this point, the harder it's going to be. Mm. You don't even know if there's a safe way to drop down at this point.
Shit, I forgot about that.
Squirrel above you says, we got to keep going. You see on the wall, a bit of grime dribbles down the side.
Of the vent?
Yeah. There's a lot more coming.
Oh, no.
What do you do?
Well, I guess we drop, right? What else do we do?
All right.
Can I try and rocket jump drop down, but at the last minute shoot the shotgun to blast me upwards to lessen my... No, I'll just drop.